Thanks, Rasmussen. First of all, Thomas Street really not discussed in this particular meeting, but this is not over, is it?
No, I think Thomas Street is far from over, and I think whether or not we go to a committee of the whole and talk at length about Thomas Street and the plan, the fact remains is that this council owes the residents of Thomas Street and the businesses along Thomas Street looking for some closure and looking to relocate better than what they're receiving tonight. I think we need to make a decision. We need to stick with the decision. And myself, I thought that work was done last week. So, you know, I think we need to look at this with a vision that's beyond next year. And I think that we need to do the project right the first time so that we don't end up paying for it again in 15 years.
And that would be going four lane all the way, but it's the higher price tag. You just got to find a way to pay for it, right?
Correct. And the avenue is there to fund it, to build it, and pay for it. But we have to make sure that the entire council is first understanding what we're up against with Thomas Street as far as design and the current issues that exist with its design. If we rebuild it the same way, none of the problems that exist out there today get solved. And so we need to look at it from an emergency management standpoint, from a urban planning standpoint, and from a financial standpoint. Because if we underbuild Thomas Street right now, and we find that we have to rebuild it in 16 years like we had to do with Bridge Street, if we have to go out and acquire property again, we're going to be acquiring it at prices in the future that are going to be way higher than what they are today. So we need to be very careful with what we do with that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is the plan was to take care of this four-lane, the entire stretch, and take care of it in the TIF district, which, let's face it, that's a large TIF district. You could have development in other parts of town paying for Thomas Street.
Well, the situation is that TIF 6 is one of the busiest TIFs we have. All of the development on the northwest side of Wausau, two Kusserik automotive dealerships are underway out there. We've got Panera Bread building at 17th and Stewart. Abbey Bank just opened at 17th and Stewart. The former Wausau and Window and Wall site along 17th Avenue, also an available site for development. And everything that's going to take place at the UK 51 interchange, once that infrastructure is in, all of those things are in TIF 6 that'll be building positive tax base. So even if we remove some property from the tax rolls with Thomas Street, there are so many projects on the docket that generate positive cash flow that TIF 6, I've been assured by our finance director, is healthy, and it will get healthier as these other projects come along. So the TIF funding was always, when we enlarged TIF 6, part of that funding was earmarked for land acquisition along Thomas Street, because any grant funding that we were applying for could not be used for land acquisition. It was for infrastructure only. So that was the other piece of the puzzle, was the TID 6 funding. And since Mr. Marquardt identified tonight in the Finance Committee meeting, it's very possible with the market conditions, our land acquisition costs will come in well under $10 million. But that was the figure when the original project plan was approved in 2008. The real estate market was much, much different. And so it's possible this could cost us far less than $10 million for land acquisition, but if there's, you know, obstructions at each steps in the process, we will never realize that. So we need to really have some talks within the council and see what direction we're going to proceed.
You think this will come up in the next month on Committee of the Whole, maybe?
I'm hoping. We've got some scheduling issues with a couple of members because there's some time out of town for a couple of them, but I would like to see it as soon as possible, because I think the longer this goes on and the longer the residents of Thomas Street are again left in limbo, the worse that situation becomes. I think that all of the things that have ensued with the lost grant funding and with the reapproval of the existing plan, all of those things have started to re-energize the residents along there that think there is finally a clear direction, and they've waited such a long time for results and for closure from us. To pull the rug out from under that now is very detrimental to all of those residents in the area and everyone that's just either waiting to relocate or waiting to, you know, decide if they can either improve or sell their properties.